B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Moed Katan Daf Chav Vav. We're going to start on the very last word of Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanon. Ve'elu kroin, this is a braisa, Mesachas Mochis. Ve'elu kroin she'ein misachin. The following are people who do kriya, they rent their garments because they're in mourning, and ein misachin, they're not allowed to entirely and properly fix and permanently re-sew and fix the garments. Hakarea al oviv al imoy, and we've seen this already before, that somebody who tears kriya on a garment in mourning for their father or mother, then they are never allowed to properly fix that garment. Va'al rabbi shalim doi Torah, or his teacher who taught him Torah, va'al nasi, or a nasi of klal Yisrael, va'al av beizdin, va'al shmois harois, on when a person tears kriya because of bad tidings, va'al birchas Hashem, if chas v'shalom somebody hears somebody else say blasphemy against Hashem, it's called birchas Hashem, as if praising Hashem is just an elegant way of saying the opposite. The Gemara didn't want to chas v'shalom write down what was really happening. Val sefer Torah shenisraf, or sefer Torah that gets burnt. Val ore Yehuda, if somebody sees the ruins of Yehuda. Val hamikdash, the ruins of the Beis Hamikdash. Val Yerushalayim, and the ruins of Yerushalayim. V'kirea al mikdash u'moisif al Yerushalayim. We'll see in the Gemara a little more details on that, but if somebody tears kriya when seeing the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash, in the event that he hasn't yet seen Yerushalayim, if somehow he got to the Beis HaMikdash without seeing Yerushalayim, then afterwards when he sees the ruins of Yerushalayim, he can be moisif, he can just add on to the tear that he tore for the Beis HaMikdash, he can just add on to that for Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Oviv v'imoy v'rabbi shalim de Torah. The first three on the list were father, mother, and Rebbe, teacher. What would be the source for that? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Melachim, ve'elisha roye, Elisha was watching, v'hu metzaik, and he was crying, he was shouting. And when Eliyahu Novi went up to heaven and for all intents and purposes passed away, we'll soon see exactly if and how he passed away, but when Eliyahu HaNovi left Elisha for the last time, then Elisha shouted, Ovi, Ovi, Father, Father, Rechev Yisrael, the chariot of Klal Yisrael, the Poroshov, and its horsemen, V'lo Yira'ohu Oid, he didn't see him again, V'yichazek B'vgodov, he grabbed hold of his garment, V'yikroim, Lishnaim, Kroim. So when it says Ovi Ovi, was it Ovi Ve'imoy? He said Ovi Ovi means that Elisha saw in Eliyahu Novi also a father figure, also a mother figure, and the Mefarshim discuss why, how the word Ovi can refer to the mother. But either way, when he said father, father, he meant father, mother. Rechev Yisrael u'Paroshav, when he added on that Eliyahu Novi was a Rechev Yisrael, the chariot of Klal Yisrael u'Paroshav, and its horseman, Ze Rabbi, this is talking about the he was associating and relating to Eliyahu HaNovi as his teacher, Shalim Doi Torah. My mashma, why would you say that the Rechev Yisrael u'Paroshov is alluding to the fact that he was his teacher? Could the Metargim Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef was Metargim, he translated and explained this pasuk. Rebbe, Rebbe, teacher, teacher, the Tavlohin Li Yisrael B'tzloisei, who was beneficial for Klal Yisrael, in his tfilois, in his davening, mirasichin uproshim, more than chariots and horsemen. So you see from there that in this pasuk is alluding to the fact that Eliyahu HaNovi was his teacher. V'loy misachin minolon, this whole braisa we started with is those people who tear kriya and they do not be ma'ache, they do not fix the garment. So we know now that there's a concept of mourning for Ovi Ovi, and Rechev Yisrael u'Paroshav, which is father, mother, and teacher. But where do you see from there that you don't fix up the tear? Dechsiv, because it says in that same pasuk, we read it, Vayechazik b'vegodov, he grabbed hold of his garment, Vayikroim, and he tore it lishnaim into two, kroim, two tears. The Gemara says, Mimashma shenemar, from the fact that it says Vayikroim, that he tore it, Ein yodeh lishnaim, do not know that it's torn into two. Whenever you tear something, then the two halves, the two sides are split. What it means to say is Vayikroim, he tore it, lishnaim, and it should always remain apart, which means never fix it properly. This is the source that Ovi Ovi, Rechev Yisrael u'Paroshav, which means father, mother, teacher, may never fix the tear. Omale Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. Eliyahu Chayhu. Is Eliyahu Novi not considered that he's still alive? Why did he tear Kri at all? Eliyahu Novi didn't die. Omale. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, Kivan Dechsev, since it says in that same Pasuk that we read, V'loi Ra'ohu Oid, that he didn't see him again, it's true he went up to heaven without having passed away. He went with his body up in the chariot of fire to the heaven. But Legabe today, as far as Elisha was concerned, Kameis Domi, he was like disappeared, never to come back, and therefore for Elisha it was considered as if his Rebbe had passed away. Let's move to the next part of the Braisa. Who else does one tear on and not fix the tear? After father, mother, teacher is Al Nosi, Va'av Beisdin, Ushmo Yisrois. For the Nosi, the leader of Klal Yisrael, the Av Beisdin, and on bad tidings. Ninolon, where would we know that from? Tichsiv, it says in a Pasuk in Shmuel. It says, Vayichazik David Bivgodov, David grabbed hold of his clothes, Vayikroim, and he tore them, Vagam Kol Anoshim Ashitoi. And also all the people that were all the men that were with David, they also did the same, they tore their clothes. Vayispadu, they lamented, vayivku, they cried, vayotsumu ado erev, and they fasted till the night. Al Shaul over Shaul, Val Yonason Benoi, and on the son of Shaul, Yonason, Val Am Hashem, and the nation of Hashem, Val Beis Yisrael, and on the entire Klal Yisrael, Kinoflu Bacherev, they fell to the sword. So it mentions here that they all were vayispadu, vayivku, vayotsumu, on who? Al Shaul, says the Gemara, Shaul's a Nosi. Shaul had the status of a Nosi. Yonason says that it was Al Shaul, va'al Yonason Benoi. What was Yonason Benoi? Ze'av Beisdin. He was the head of the Beisdin. Al Am Hashem, when it says that they cried and they mourned over the nation of Hashem, Val Beis Yisrael, Elu Shmu Yisrael, these were the bad tidings that came to David and his men that was also source for them to tear their clothes. Omale Rav Bar Shvo l'Rav Kahana. Rav Bar Shvo said to Rav Kahana, Ve'ema ad dehavu kulu. In the Braisa, it seems that if any one of these happen, either Nosi passes away, or the Av Beis Din passes away, or the bad tidings, then you tear Kriya and you don't fix it. But from this Pasuk you mentioned, all three happened at once. So maybe from this Pasuk you only tear Kriya if all three happened at once. Also the Nosi, also the Av Beis Din, also bad tidings and Klal Yisrael all happened at the same time. Omer Lei. Al Hifsiko Inyan. We'll notice it says a few times the word Al. They cried Al Shaul over Shaul. V'al Yonason Benoi and over Yonason his son. V'al Am Hashem. V'al Beis Yisrael. Why doesn't it just say Al Shaul, V'Yonason Benoi, V'am Hashem, U'Beis Yisrael? The fact that it says Al, it means each one on its own was reason to tear Kriya. Hifsiko Inyan, it separates them. U'mikor Inon Ashmois Horois. Is it true what you just said now that on bad tidings that you hear that one tears Kriya? V'omrulei l'Shmuel. Did they not report to Shmuel that Kotal Shvur Malka Treisa Alpha Yehudoi? Did they not tell Shaul that Shvur Malka had killed 12,000 Yidden b'Mezigas Kisri in this place called Mezigas Kisri? V'loi Kora? And Shmuel didn't rent his clothes. You see, on bad tidings, you don't tear your clothes. Answers the Gemara, Lo Omru Elo Beroiv Tzibur. On what type of Basura Yisrois, what type of bad tidings does one tear Kriya? Not when it happens to a lot of people, when it happens to the majority of the congregation. Or Kamaisa Shahoya, like it was by Shaul, that most of the Tzibur were affected by the casualties of that war. And therefore, since most of the community were affected, therefore it says, Va'al Beis Yisrael, Va'al Am Hashem, Va'al Beis Yisrael, Kinoflu Becherev. And therefore, those types of Basuras Rois, they would tear Kriya. Asks the Gemara, Umikotel Shvur Malka Yehudoi? Did Shvur Malka actually kill Yidden? V'ha'omale Shvur Malka l'Shmuel? Did Shvur Malka not say explicitly to Shmuel, tastily, I am deserving of a reward, d'loi kotle Yehudim o'ilam? Because I never ever killed any Yidden. Says the Gemara, Hosom inhu gormul nafshayu. Over there, those 12,000 that were killed, they were deserving it. They caused it by themselves. Da'omar Rabbi Ami said that, Lekol Yaseire de Mazigas Kisri Poka Shura de Ludkia. From the noise of the harp strings in the place of Mazigas Kisri, the walls of Dludkia cracked, which means that when there was a rebellion against Shur Malka, the people in that place, they were rejoicing. And that's why they were deserving of being punished. What Shur Malka had said was that I never killed a Yid just like that for no reason. So we see in this Pasuk of David by David HaMelech and Shmuel, there where it speaks about Vaychazik David b'vgod of Vaykroim, there we see those Nosi, Av Beis Din, and Shmois Rois. What's the next thing in the Braisa? Al Birchas Hashem. If somebody, Chas V'Sholem, hears somebody saying a curse to Hashem, one has to rend one's clothes. Minolon, what would be the source for that? Dechsiv, it says in Melochim in the Pasuk. Vayovoy El Yokim Ben Chilkia Asher Al Abayis, that El Yokim Ben Chilkia, who's in charge of the palace, Veshevno Hasoifer, and Shevno the scribe, Veyoyoch Ben Osof Hamazkir, he was the one who, the recorder, El Chizkio, they came to Chizkio, Kruei Begodim, they had rent their clothes, Vayagiduloi Divrei Rav Shoki. And over there, the reason that they had torn their clothes is because they heard somebody who was Mavorich Es Hashem. Tonu Rabbonon, we learned in a Braisa regarding hearing somebody cursing Hashem, Echot Hashemea, the person who heard the curse being said, Ve'echot Hashemea mipi Hashemea, when the person recording what he had heard, then the person listening to that, and for the first time hears those words being repeated, Chayev Likroya, also has to tear Kriya. Ve'ho'edim Einon Chayovim Likroya. But the witnesses themselves, who are coming to testify that that person said such and such and such, then even though the people listening to the Edim, they are hearing it for the first time, it's Shemea Mepia Shemea, they have to tear Kriya, the Edim themselves do not need to tear Kriya, Shekvar Koru B'Shah Sheshomu, because when they heard it originally, they're ready to Kriya, they don't need to tear Kriya again when they have to repeat it. B'Shah Sheshomu Mayhava. The Gemara asks, so what? That they already heard it initially from the person who said it from his mouth. Now that they have to repeat it, then they're hearing it again. So why should they not have to tear Kriya again? Just because they already tore Kriya once? Says the Gemara, Lo yisol kedaitoch, don't entertain that thought. It says in the Pasuk in Melochim, Vayihi kishmoya hamelech chizkiyo. When the Melech Chizkiyo heard what had been said, Vayikra es begodov, then he also rent his garments, Vayiskas basok, and he covered himself with sackcloth, Vayovoy beis Hashem. So you see from there that the Pasuk says that Kishmoya HaMelech Chizkiyo Vayikra es begodov, that only the Melech, only the king, Korah, tore his clothes, Vahim, but the people that told him about it, Loi Koru, they didn't tear their clothes because they had torn their clothes already. So you see from the Pasuk that a person who hears somebody cursing Hashem only has to tear Kriya when he first hears it, not when he repeats it again. V'loy mis'achin minolon. How do you know that you're not allowed to repair that Kriya? Answers the Gemara, Asya Kriya, Kriya. It says that they were Kruei Begodim, it says that by Chizkiyo HaMelech, as we just saw now, Kruei Begodim, and it also says the word Kriya by Elisha, as we saw in the first Pasuk we saw before, Vayikroim Lishnaim Kroim, in the same way as by Elisha, it says Vayikroim Lishnaim Kroim, that it was Lishnaim, it's going to stay to forever, never be sewn up, so to the Kriya that it says in the context of Chizkiyo, also you never fix the tear. Continues the Gemara now to the next one on the list, Sefer Torah Shenisraf Minolon. What's the source that when one sees a Sefer Torah being burnt, Chas V'Shalom, that one has to tear Kriya and that one doesn't fix up the tear? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Vayihi kikroi Yehudi sholosh delosois v'arba, Yikroeho besar ha-sofer, v'hashlich Eloish asha el ho'och, ad toim kol ha-megilo Eloish asha al ho'och. So what happened there? That he read three or four of the psukim in that, it was actually from the scroll of Eicha, from that version of Eicha. We're not going now into the whole story there, but when when three or four of the psukim were mentioned, then Veikra'el Batar, then he tore it with Batar HaSofer, with a razor of the scribe, a scribe's razor, Vahashlich HaLo'esh, and he threw it, this Novi, the Ksuvim, the Eicha, into the fire, Asher La'och, in the fireplace, V'goymer, etc. My Sholish Dlosis Varbo, what does it mean, the three or four Dlosis, the three or four verses, Psukim, Omru Le'lo Yehoyakim, they said to Yehoyakim, Kosav Yirmiya Sefer Kinnos. Yirmiya had written a book of lamentations, of Kinnos, it's Eicha. Omer Luhu Maksiv Bei. So Yehoyakim asked the people, what did Yirmiya write in Eicha? So they said to him that, and this is actually from the very first pasuk in Eicha, Eicha, Alice, Yashua Vadod, she sits in solitude. Omer Luhu. So Yehoyakim said, okay, Ano Malka, I'm not so bothered, it won't affect me. Omrulay, they said to him, the next pasuk says, Bochi Sivke Balailo, that she's going to cry very much at night. He answered back, Ano Malka, I'm the king, it's not going to affect me. And then the next pasuk, Golso Yehuda Me'oini, Yehuda will be exiled Me'oini amidst suffering. He said, Ano Malka, I'm the king, it won't affect me. And then he said, the next pasuk, Darkei Tzion Avelo, is the roads of Tzion will be mourning. Ano Malka, it won't affect me. Hoyut Tzoreo L'Roish, that's the next pasuk, pasuk hey, that the Tzoreo, the enemies, are going to become masters. Omaluhu Man Omro, hey, he's getting nervous already. If the enemies are going to be masters, that means he's not going to be the king anymore. Somebody, he's going to be overthrown. So he says, just a minute, who wrote this? Who said? Ki Hashem Hoigo. They quoted the pasuk, in the same pasuk, Hoyut Tzoreo L'Roish, Oyoveo Shalu, Ki Hashem Hoigo. Al Roif Peshoel, because of the many sins. Miyad Kodar, he cut out Kolas Koris Sheba, all of Hashem's names, he cut out the Sorfon Ba'esh. And there's a discussion whether, because in the Pasuk it seems he threw the whole Megillah into the fire. Here it says that he threw just Hashem's names into the fire. But either way, Sorfon Ba'esh. V'hainu Dechsiv, and that's what it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. V'loi Pochadu, they didn't fear. V'loi Koru Es Bigdeim. Hamelech v'chol avod of the king and his servants did not tear their clothes. Hashoimim is kol advorim ha'ile. So what do we see from there? That Yirmiyah was complaining that the people who witnessed this, they witnessed the Torah being burnt, didn't tear their clothes. Michlal, we deduce from there, deboi lemikra, that they should have torn their clothes. Omalei of Papa Labaya. So Papa asked Abaya, Eimer Mishum Shmois Harois, how can you deduce from there that when you see a Sefer Torah burning, that you have to tear your clothes? Maybe over there the reason that they should have torn their clothes is because of the bad tidings. And we already learned before that bad tidings is reason to tear kriya. Omer Le Shmois Rois Bahi Shaita Mihava, because there were no bad tidings yet. This was just a prophecy that if you don't do tshuva, this is what's going to happen. But there were no bad tidings happening just then, and therefore it would not have been included in the bracket of Shmois Rois. Omer Pchalboy Omer Vhuna, Horoya Sefer Torah Shenikra. If somebody sees a Sefer Torah being torn, some explain it means being burnt. Chayev Likroya Shtei Kriyos, he has to actually rent his clothes two tears. Echod Alakvil, one for the parchment that's being burnt. Ve'echod Alaksav, and one for the script. That is the writing that's being burnt. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, "Vayhi dvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu acharei sroif hamelech es hamegilah." After the king burnt the scroll, "Ve'es hadvarim asher kosav boruch mipi Yirmiyahu leimor." And the words. So you see that two things got burnt: the scroll and the words. So you see that each one a reason on their own to tear one's clothes. Rabbi Abba v'Rav Huna bar Chia have a yosve kameidu Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna were sitting before Rabbi Abba. Bo la'afnuye. Rabbi Abba, even though we saw here there's two Rabbi Abbas, but Rabbi Abba got up to relieve himself. Shokli le'toytofe de'toytofse. He removed his tefillin. Ochse abeisadyo. And he placed his tefillin on a cushion. Asoyi bas na'amisa. An ostrich came. Boye le'mivle'e. And wanted to swallow the tefillin. Omar. Rabbi Abba said, Hashta, had the ostrich actually managed to do that, Ilchaivin li shtei kriyos, I would have had to tear my clothes twice. Omar le, So Rav Huna said to Rav Abba, "Minol chaha, how do you know that? What's your source?" V'habididi hava uvda. It was an incident that I witnessed. V'asoy, or this happened to me. V'asoy lekameder of Masna, and I went to Rav Masna to ask him, "What should I do?" An ostrich had swallowed up his tefillin, and what do we do? V'lo hava biyodei. He didn't know what I should do. Asoy lekameder of Yehuda came to Rav Yehuda. V'omar li hocha omar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, "Lo omru elo bezroya." The only time when you have to actually tear your clothes when Torah gets, or tear it twice when Torah gets destroyed, that's only when it's done by force, like over there that the king Yoyakim cut it up and threw it into the fire. Like it happened with Yoyakim. But over here, in the case of the ostrich, then he could have saved it and prevented it from happening, and therefore one does not have to tear the kriya. Continues the Gemara. Ore Yehuda minolon. We saw in the Braisa that one tears kriya when one sees the ruins of Yehuda. What would be the source for that? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Vayovoyu anoshim mishchem, the men came from Shchem, mishiloi, umishoimroin shmoinim ish, 80 people, mugulochei zokin, they were shaven, their beards were shaven, ukruei begodim, and their clothes were torn, umizgoididim, they had cut their flesh, umincha, and their offerings, ulevoino, and also type of offering, the besomim, biyodom, in their hands, lahavi beis Hashem, to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And they didn't know that the Beis HaMikdash had already got destroyed. So they came to the Beis HaMikdash with these offerings, and why were their clothes torn? Because their clothes were torn, because they came from outside Yehuda, and they saw that the cities of Yehuda were in ruins, so they tore their clothes. Omer b'chelboy omar ula bira. Chelbi said in the name of Ula from Bira, Omer Beloza, Haroye Ore Yehuda b'churbonon. If somebody sees the mountain, the cities of Yehuda destroyed in ruins, Oimer should say the following. A pasuk in Yeshaya, Ore kochecha hoyu midbar, Tzioin midbar hoysa Yerushalayim shmoma. V'kirea, that means he should say Ore, the first words of that pasuk, Ore kochecha hoyu midbar. V'kirea, and then he tears his clothes. Yerushalayim b'churbono. When he sees Yerushalayim in ruins, Oimer should say the next words. Tzioin midbar hoysa Yerushalayim shmomo. That Yerushalayim had become wasteland, v'kirea, and then he should rent his garment again. Beis HaMikdash b'churbono. He first saw the cities of Yehuda in ruins, and then he saw Yerushalayim. And now he sees the Beis HaMikdash in ruins, Oimer, he should say, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the next Pasuk, Beis Kocheinu v'sefarteinu, our holy home and splendor, our splendor, Asher Hilelucha avoseinu, that our forefathers praised it, Hoyo l'sreifas eish, has been burnt by fire, V'chol machamadeinu, and all our desires, Hoyo l'chorva, are in ruins, v'kirea, and he should tear his clothes. Says the Gemara, Kirea al HaMikdash, somebody should first tear his clothes when sees the Beis HaMikdash. Umaysif al Yerushalayim, that was the last phrase of the Braisa we saw at the top of the Amud, that when you, if you tear your clothes first on the Beis HaMikdash, you can then just add on a little bit on the tear when you then see the ruins of Yerushalayim. Uraminu asks the Gemara, this seems to contradict what we learnt, that Echod HaShemea, after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, somebody hears about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, he just hears about it, he has to tear his clothes. Ve'echot haroye, and even much later, always when one sees the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash, then one has to tear kriya. Kivan she'igia le'tzoifim, the Braisa says, when you reach the place of Tzoifim, it was a place that was named that way, it was the place you could see Yerushalayim from there, kriya, you see Yerushalayim, then one tears one's clothes. V'kirea al mikdash b'fnei atzmoi v'al Yerushalayim b'fnei atzmoi, and he tears his clothes independently for the Beis HaMikdash and for seeing Yerushalayim. And it seems from here that one has to tear a separate tear for Yerushalayim b'fnei atzmoi and for the mikdash b'fnei atzmoi, contrary to what it said in the Braisa at the beginning of the Amud, that kirea al mikdash u'maisif al Yerushalayim. Answers the Gemara Leikashri, it's not a question. Hod apoga b'migdosh b'reisha. If you encountered the Beis HaMikdash even before you saw Yerushalayim, for example, you went into Yerushalayim in a box in a chest that you couldn't see out of it. He didn't see Yerushalayim till the Beis HaMikdash. Then he sees the Beis HaMikdash, then you can just add on the tear for Yerushalayim. But if you just came into towards the Beis HaMikdash normally, and you saw Yerushalayim before you saw the Beis HaMikdash, hard to pog up Yerushalayim Bereisho, when you first see Yerushalayim and then the Beis HaMikdash, then you have to have a separate tear for Yerushalayim and then a separate tear for the Beis HaMikdash. Ton Rabbonon, V'chulon Roshoin, L'Sheilelon, Ulamoylelon, for all those that need to tear their clothes, they're allowed to l'sheilelon, they can temporarily repair it, l'moylelon, they can fold over the edges of the tear, ulalokton, they can gather the threads together, v'lasoyson kamin sulamois, and you can make it like a ladder, very distant stitches, very far away from each other, ladder-like stitches, avaloyla achoyson, but not to mend the garment properly. Omer of Chizda. Rav Chizda said, what is the definition of a proper mending that you're not allowed to do in those cases that we've been discussing? Be'ichui Alexandri is the type of mending that they do in when they fix a tear in Alexandri. That's an absolute repair, an absolute mend, and one's not allowed to do that. Tonu Rabbonon. Hakirea mitoich hashalol. Mitoich hamalal. Mitoich haleket. Mitoich hasulomis. Lo yotza. If you had a garment that you once did kriya on, and then as we saw, that at some point, you're allowed to gather it together, fold it together, make some temporary stitches, or a ladder-type stitches, that you're allowed to do. And then you have to chas v'shalom tear kriya again, then you're not yoitza. You don't fulfill your requirement by just reopening those stitches and tearing in the same place again, because for all intents and purposes, the old tear is still there. It was never mended, so you haven't made a tear. However, in the case of, but mitoicha ichui, if you had a garment that was torn and then it was properly mended and properly fixed, then yotzah. Now to make a tear in a fully mended garment, then that's called a new tear. Omer of Chizda. Rav Chizda again said, Ube'ichui Alexandria is talking about when it was repaired on the level that they used to in Alexandria, which is the absolute mending of a tear. Tonu Rabbonon, Roshoi Lahoivchoi Lemata Ula'achoisoi. You're allowed to put the tear towards the bottom of the garment, and then you can mend it. That means all the while that the top of, when we've learnt that the kriya has to be done on the top of the garment. If the top, all the while it's at the top, you're not allowed to mend it. However, the Tanakhama here says, if you turn the garment upside down, and now the tear is at the bottom, and the neck is on the other side, that means what was the hole at the bottom is now the hole at the top, then now that the tear is at the bottom, you can repair it. Rav Shim ben Elazar says, no, you're not allowed to repair this tear at all. In the same way as the person who would be selling this garment, he himself who tore this garment is not allowed to repair it. The person who buys it from him is also not allowed to repair it. The one who's selling such a garment has to tell the person buying it, there's a tear in here. This tear was made because of one of the reasons that they were required to tear, and it was a type of tear that the halacha dictates you're not allowed to repair, so even you, buyer, are not allowed to repair this. Tanu Rabbonon, Tchilas Kriya Tefach. When it says that you do an initial kriya, the minimum size kriya is the size of a tefach. V'toisefes, when it says that you can add on to a kriya, in order, if like we saw, if you first tear for Yerushalayim, and then you see the if you first tear for the Mikdash, and then you see Yerushalayim, you can add on, that's Sholosh Etzbois, three fingers' breadth. Divi Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda Omer, Tchilas Kriya Sholosh Etzbois, three fingers' breadth is enough to be called an initial Kriya, v'toisefes, and the addition, kolshu, even a smallest amount is sufficient. Omer Ula Alocha K'Rav Meir, Ula said Alocha is like Reb Meir. Bekriya, regarding that the minimum size of an original kriya is the halacha is like Reb Meir, which is a tefach, v'halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'tisefes, the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, that an addition, it's enough, it doesn't have to be like Reb Meir said, three fingers' breadths, it can be just a smallest amount. Tanina mihochi, Reb Yosi Omer, tchilas kriya tefach, the initial size of a tear has to be a tefach, b'tisefes kol shehu, and the addition can be even just the smallest amount. Tonu Rabbonon, Omrulo, if they told a person, Mace Oviv. Your father died, the Korah, and he tore his garments, like he has to when you hear such news. Meis benoi, and then they tell him, your son died. V'hoisiv, he adds on onto the tear. Then, since the first part of the tear was the tear for father, and we've learned before that when one tears for a parent, one's not allowed to mend it. When one tears for any other relatives, you are allowed to mend it. So tachtoin, the bit that he added on, misache, he can repair at some point. Elyoin, the part, the top part, the part that he tore because of his father, eino misache, is not allowed to mend. Meis benoi, if first his son died, v'kirea, and he tears kriya, u'meis oviv, and then he hears his father died, v'hoisif, and he adds on to the tear, elyoin misache, the top part, the first part, he can see, he can sew up, because when somebody tears for their son, they can sew it up. Tachtoin, but the part that he added on, eino misache, he's not allowed to fix up. Meis oviv, meis imoi, meis ochiv, meis achoisoi, if he heard that his father and his mother and his brother and his sister died and he heard it all at once, he does a single kriya for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, al kulon kera echod, al ovi v'imoi kera echod, says that he argues and says that for all the other relatives can be one tear, but for parents it needs to be a tear on its own right. Because on the tear that was done for parents, one doesn't add on for other relatives. Ma'itama, Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchok, lefi she'einon b'toisefes. It's inappropriate to add an expression of mourning beyond what he's done for a parent. Omer Shmuel alochek Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, the aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that we saw that al kulon kera echod, al ovi v'imoy kera echod. Asks the Gemara, mi Omer Shmuel hocha, did Shmuel really say that's the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? V'homer Shmuel halacha k'divrei ha'meikel pa'ovel. Did Shmuel not say, and we've seen it so many times already, that Shmuel holds that you always take the most lenient opinion in Hilchas Avelus, and why over here are we not taking the most lenient opinion? Here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, you're not allowed to tear the same tear, even with an addition, for the parents and for other relatives. Says the Gemara, Avelus lechud. In the regular halachas of mourning, you're right, we always follow the lenient opinion. Kriya lechud, but the halachas of tearing, that's got its own set of halachas, and there's no such rule that we follow the lenient opinion. Continues the Gemara, ad heichon kirea. We've said that with other relatives pass away, one can keep adding on existing tears. So a person made a tear, he started at the neckline, and he made a tear, and then another relative died, he just continued the tear. To what point in the garment can you keep tearing? Says the Gemara, Teichon Kirea at Tiburoi, until it reaches his navel. V'yeshoemim radlipoi, and some say till the heart. Afal pishen raya ledover, even though we don't have an absolute proof for that, zeicha ledover, we have a hint to that in the Pasuk Shenemar. It says in the Pasuk in Yoel, V'kir'u levavchem, you should tear your rent, your hearts, v'al b'gdeichem, and not your clothes. But you see from there that tearing is till the heart. Higia letiburoi, when it reaches the navel, it reaches too far down that one can no longer be mekayim and do the obligation of kriya by continuing that tear. Marchik sholosh etzbois, he should move to the side of that first tear, three fingers breadths, the kriya, and start another tear. Nismale milifonov, if the whole garment at the front of the garment is already full of tears, three fingers breadths apart, all the way down to the navel or the heart. Machziru le'achayrav, you turn the garment round. Now the what was at the front is at the back, and what was at the back, which was not torn, is now at the front, and you can continue. Nismali milimalo, if the whole garment, the top of the garment is full of tears, hoivchoi milimato, you can turn it round, that what was on top is now at the bottom, what was at the bottom is now at the top, and then you continue from what's now at the top. Vakirea milimato, minatzdodim, but tearing kriya from the bottom or from the sides, lo yotza, you're not yotza, because kriya always has to be done from the top. Elosh hakohen gadol, poirim milimato, just a kohen gadol, he tears from the bottom, but the regular kriya has to be from the top. Continues the Gemara, Pligibor of Masna v'Marukva. Marukva and Rav Masna argued, v'tarvayu mishmeid avur de Shmuel v'Levi, and both said what they said in the name of avur de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel and Levi. Chad Omar, one of them said, kol shiva kriya. which means if in the middle when a person is sitting Shiva, he hears that another one of his relatives passed away, he has to tear an independent tear. He cannot be moisiv, he cannot just extend an existing tear. La'achar Shiva. If, however, after the Shiva, he hears that another relative passed away, moisiv, then he can just extend a previous tear. Well, that was one opinion. Chadomar, another opinion holds, the other one holds, kol shloshim kirea, the entire shloshim, you have to make an independent tear, la'achar shloshim, only after the shloshim of the previous person that you tore for, you can then, if one has to tear for another relative, one can extend the tear. Maskif lomar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira asked a question, man do'omar kol shiva kirea, the opinion who says that for the duration of the shiva, if one has to do another kriya, one has to do an independent kriya, and one cannot just be moisif, amai, why would that be true? Deloi nitein l'sheililoi, because during the shiva, we've already learned that during the shiva, you're not even allowed to make any temporary type of stitches to the original tear. And if you're going to extend the original tear, then it just looks like a single kriya, and it doesn't look, you cannot tell that he's done kriya for a second deceased person. Elohod Omar Mar. If that's the reason, then did we not say that Ha'isha, and we learnt about this on Daf Chav Beis, that a woman, Sheilalto Ila Altar. Then did we not say that a woman, even during the Shiva, after the funeral, she can temporarily sew some stitches onto the tear, because it's inappropriate for a woman to leave the tear open. And Ha'chanami, according to that, if a woman is in the middle of Shiva, and she's already somewhat sewn up, temporarily sewn up the tear, she should be allowed to tear the same tear again as an extension of the original tear when another person passes away. So why did one opinion hold, kol Shiva kirea, that anyone who's sitting Shiva, during the week of Shiva, you cannot extend a previous tear, you have to make a new tear, why would that be true for a woman? Because the whole reason you can't do an extension is because the original tear is still there in its full original torn state. By a woman, that wouldn't be true. Answers the Gemara, hosom mishum kvoid ishahu. Over there, the only reason that she's allowed to stitch together somewhat, a temporary type of stitching, but stitch together the tear, a woman, is only because of kvoid isha, it's indignity for a woman that she shouldn't be walking around like that. But it's not because the level of mourning is any less, and therefore, even for a woman, we do not, when she has to make another tear during the shiva, she has to make an independent tear. Says the Gemara, man do'omar kol shloshim kirea. That second opinion that says that during the whole shloshim, if a person is mourning for a different relative, they have to do a new independent tear. Amai, why would that be true? Deloi nitein la'achosai. Deloi nitein la'achosai. That opinion holds that even during the shloshim, after the shiva, one is allowed to sew up the tear temporarily. But after the shloshim, one's allowed to do a permanent fixture, a permanent mending of the garment. So this opinion holds that all the while you're not allowed to make a permanent fixing, a mending of the garment. All that while, if one has to tear kriya for a different relative, one has to tear an independent tear. But if that's true, then elola ovivulimoi. If somebody who tore a garment because they were mourning for their father or mother, we've already learned that you're not allowed to ever mend it permanently, hochanami, or you're not going to say, according to this understanding, they should not be able to extend the tear even after the shloshim. If the whole reason that, the according to that opinion, that till shloshim, till the end of shloshim, you cannot extend the tear is because of the fact that you're not allowed to mend it permanently, then if the original tear was for a parent that you're never allowed to mend it, then the prohibition of not being allowed to extend that tear should remain forever. And that's not what they said. They just said after the shloshim, that second opinion holds, after the shloshim you can extend the tear. Says the Gemara, hosom mishum kvoid ovi v'imayhu. According to the letter of the law, one would assume that after shloshim, even for a parent, one is allowed to fix the garment. It's just in honor and respect to parents, we say that they should never mend the garment. But since it's just in order to, in honor and respect for the parents, and it's not from the halachas of avelus in and of themselves, therefore, even with those garments that are not allowed to be ever repaired, for example, they were torn for a father or a mother, one is allowed to extend it after the shleishim. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Hayotze bebeged korua lifnei hamis. If somebody is mourning for a dead person, and he just takes a garment that's been previously torn, he doesn't actually tear the garment for this person. Hareze goizel es hamisim, then he's stealing, he's depriving the dead of something because you didn't tear a garment over him. Ve'es hachaim, and also you're stealing the mind, it's Gnevis Das. You're making people believe as if you tore Kriya, when in truth you didn't tear Kriya, so you're stealing the honesty from them also. That's the Tanakama. Rav Shem ben Gamliel, Oimer. Ha'omer lechaveri, if somebody says to his friend, Hish'ileini chalukcha, can I please borrow your cloak? Ve'eleich v'avakiris abo, and I'll go and visit my father, shehu chayla, who he is sick. V'holach, he went, u'motzo ishameis, and his father died. Kirea, he's allowed to tear the garment, he has to tear kriya, uma'achui, and he's allowed to then afterwards repair it. Ukashiyavi lebeisoi, and when he comes back home, marzulei chalukoi, he can give back the cloak, v'noisen loidmei koroi, and he just has to pay the difference between having received a cloak that was fixed and a cloak that was torn and repaired. But if he didn't tell the person he's borrowing it from that he's going to visit his sick father, don't touch the garment. It's not yours to tear. If you told him that you're going to visit his sick father, then we assume that he understood that if this person passes away, that you'll do kriya on it. And therefore, it's as if he gave you permission. You just have to pay for the difference. But if you didn't tell him, you cannot assume that he gave you permission and you're not allowed to tear his garment. Tonu Rabbonon, chayle shemeis leimeis. If somebody himself is sick and one of his relatives passed away, ein moedien oisei shemeis, we do not notify him that his relative had passed away. Shemo titriv daitelov, he may go out of his mind from it and it will harm his health and endanger his health, and therefore one should not tell him. Ve'ein mekarin befonov, one shouldn't tear kriya before him. U'meshaskin es hanoshim, and we try to quiet the women from lamenting mifonov in front of him. And another halacha, u'mekar'in l'koton m'pnei agmas nefesh. A young child, even though a young child is exempt from the halachas of mourning, however, in order that the people around him should grieve over the person who passed away, then it arouses grieving when you see a little child with rent garments, therefore we rent the clothes even of a small child. V'koir'in al'chomov v'al'chamoisoi, and one tears one's clothes if one's father or mother-in-law passes away, not because he himself is in mourning, rather mipnei kvoid ishtei, in respect for his wife. His wife is in mourning, mourn with her. V'omer of Papa, Tana ba'evil rabosi, we learnt in the braisa called evil rabosi, avaloi aniach tinoik b'sei chekoi, whilst a person is sitting shiva, he should not carry a young child in his lap, mipnei shemevioi lidei schoik, because it will cause him to laughter. That's what happens when you have a little child on your lap. V'nimtzom izgane ala briyos, and he'll be disgraced. People will look at him and say, it's inappropriate. You're mourning for a close relative. What are you laughing around for? And therefore, it's inappropriate to carry a child whilst sitting in shiva. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.